Hugh Haycock. Already? Did they have some dirt on him? I thought he'd left. What? Are things this bad? They've got this man back? He's back! Due to a couple of texts that we've had sent in. It's none other than the great return of Stu Haycock. He's back. Yeah, you heard that right. He's back. Stu Haycock on 107.3. Stafford FM. Ooh, I think people are like that.
Stu Haycock at breakfast. 107.3. Stafford FM.
Hello again.
Hello.
Talk about an oversell.
Or what, eh?
Just come in quietly, why don't you?
I'm more disappointed that we can't see Baz. Where's Baz?
Did he not know?
I don't think he knew.
Oh dear, Baz, get yourself down here now. Hello, welcome back.
Thank you. I have actually been back a couple of weeks, so this is really, really a big oversell, I guess, on my part.
Are you going to tell us why you're back, or are you going to tease us and have that after 8 o'clock?
I should really just get it out there now, shouldn't I? Really get it over and done with. Actually, do you remember this? Just want to say thank you to everybody that's been a part of Stafford FM, past and present, over the last 14 years. It does sound like we're about to shut the radio station down, but that isn't the case. And I'll always, always love Stafford FM, no matter where I am. So much so that I've come back. 1 month, eh? 1 month!
What happened?
Well, with the big hoo-ha on me going.
Yeah.
I lasted 4 weeks. Got a bit
they
lonely.
Sacked you. Did they sack you?
No, they didn't sack me. You would like to think that they sacked me, but no, that wasn't the case. I had to come back. And the reason was my son fell ill.
Yeah.
So I got a call like on the, I think it was a Saturday, off the ex-wife. I call her the ex-wife, but she's obviously still my wife, officially, because we're still married and all that. But anyway, she calls me and says, your son's not very well, you need to come back. So I didn't tell anybody. Did you see my surprise videos floating about?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you're walking down a very rainy street and dark one night.
Yeah, this was on the, I think it was a Tuesday. Yeah, it was the Tuesday night.
Okay. And your wife, now ex-wife, but still wife, talking like she's just sucked from a helium balloon.
What are you doing?
That was after she slammed the door in my face.
Yes, what's that all about?
I think she was so shocked. Either that or she just really didn't want to see me.
Oh, it's Stu! See ya.
Oh no, you see, that's the thing, everybody has been asking me the same thing since I arrived. How are you? I'm alright. What are you doing back?
Have you been sacked?
Such a welcome. So yeah, we're here. 2 weeks later, I've been sort of milling about, helping out bits and bobs here at Stafford FM, but we're back on breakfast and it's
can I get one thing out of the way, right? Listen, massive thanks to Fern.
For doing the
breakfast show, and I didn't stay away because of Fern, and I didn't stay away because I wanted to stay away. As you left, I had a couple of weeks work elsewhere, another radio station.
it was only
ever going to be a couple of weeks, and then I was going to come back today. Regardless of if you were here or not.
Mm-hmm.
So Fern was going to be, you know, having Beto on news. Mm. And so it was sort of a bit, well, Fern's done it for the last 4 weeks and he's gone now. Stu's back. Oh, Beto's back as well. It's like stayed away because of Fern. I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
glad you got that out there, because I was going to do that a bit later.
Okay.
But yeah, brilliant.
Well, I just want it, because I know Fern will be listening now, because he's a bit of a radio and I reckon, he?
Oh, totally.
But we love you, Fern.
Oh, we do. And he's done a fantastic job, and I have been listening whilst I was in Moscow as well.
Last week I was listening, and Fern has benefited from the experience.
I think he
did really well. All his little idents and jingles and sound effects, I hope you've got them.
No.
He puts more effort into his show than I do for mine.
It does. It does. But Fern's back on Weekend Breakfast, isn't he?
He will be from this Saturday. And he's got a little fan club. I don't know if you've seen this, but as soon as we mentioned that we were coming back today... And there was lots of people going, oh, but Fern's done a great job. We're going to miss Fern.
What do you have to come back for?
I know, yeah. I think we've ruined it for everybody. So, yeah, thank you, Fern. Thank you.
Yeah, you done brilliantly.
Yeah, and we will probably give him a shout again a little bit later on the show. How are things different this time around? Well, they're not really.
We're
still unprepared.
You still walked in 10 minutes before the start of the show. You still haven't got anything ready.
A longer lion than normal.
Wait, yeah, you managed to blag the 6:30 start. How did you do that?
I don't know.
It's like, no, I'm not getting up at 5 in the morning. Let me get up at 6.
Well, what time did you get up this morning?
Well, I really haven't really been to bed.
Oh, of course you were. You're producing Tonka Talks.
Yes, you see, that was the other thing, because there was a chance that I might not be coming back to Breakfast News, and so I decided, I was asked if I wanted to help Tonka with production, which I agreed to do, and so now, what, 2 weeks in, I left here at 1:30 last night, 22 in the morning, whatever, and here I am. Mm. Again, but I'll be going to bed later.
You see, I kind of thought I'd walk through the front door and see you lying on the sofa asleep, to be honest.
Well, it was very close. Yeah. Very close. I actually came in at 3:30 yesterday to set things up for Tonka.
Mm. Yeah, I bumped into you, actually. Yeah,
that's right. And then at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I thought, right, well, I'm done now. So I went home and had a couple of hours kip. And really benefited from it, actually.
Yeah.
So, I felt a lot brighter last night, and so another couple of hours kip after getting back last night, and here I am. Hey, well, full of the joys of winter.
I know, it's so dark. I mean, when I left, it was still light at this time.
When you left what?
When I left for Muscat, it would be light at this time, but now obviously it's dark.
Yes,
it's
weird. Yeah.
Cold, dark nights and early mornings and all that.
Yeah. It's getting later earlier now, isn't it?
Yeah, I must apologise already. I've only been here 10 minutes, and I've taken Steve Murphy's laptop.
Well done.
By accident. I must just point out that I'm living out of a suitcase at the moment since I arrived back. I'm sort of homeless. I'm sort of sofa surfing, and I'm staying at Steve Murphy. Do you remember Steve Murphy? He used to do or two bits and pieces.
Do I
there.
Remember Steve Murphy? I remember Steve.
You couldn't forget Steve. You're one of those characters. But anyway, yeah, I picked up a laptop this morning thinking it was mine from off the living room floor, and I've come in and I can't get into the laptop, and I've got a picture of Steve Murphy sitting on the screen, exactly the same laptop as mine. So he's going to need that for work a little bit later.
Right.
But he's not there because he stayed in Stoke last night around a friend's.
Right.
So when he gets back to pick up his laptop for work later, he'll realise that I've actually got it. So he's not going to be listening. But
absolute nightmare.
So phone call to Steve, I think.
We're streaming live, by the way.
Oh, right, okay, you can check us out on as I'm calling it, the Studio webcam.
Stew. All right, very good. And don't say check us out.
Don't seem so impressed.
Don't say check us out, because if you know, it's where the camera actually is.
Where is it?
Right on top of that monitor there.
Where?
Yeah.
Well, who's that looking at?
You!
Well, what about you?
You don't want to see me.
You can't stick it there. It's just my face. You can't turn that round.
There is no camera angle I can put that webcam that has us both in.
Surely behind me.
Well, that's just like the back of your head and then in me.
Well, that's all right.
I don't want that. You're the star. I'm just the
I've got no ball patches, so I'm fine with that. Put it up there.
No, I'm not putting it up there.
That's just
so if you want to see Stu,
look at that.
Stu,
where can we get this then?
Well,
I've only
just started it, so I don't know what the link is. But if you go to YouTube and search for Stafford FM News, obviously you're going to do that now on that computer that I use.
So
YouTube.com.
Oh, so slow.
This computer, last night doing Tonka's show, this computer that I have to, you know, do the news with.
Yeah,
is just ridiculously slow. Maybe it's because we're streaming live.
Possibly. You're taking up all the bandwidth.
Okay. Stafford FM News, there you go. And there you go. The first thing, it says live now.
Does it where?
Well, right there.
Oh, there. Is that what you click?
So,
right, okay.
Click on there, and there you go. Haycock's back. Haycock's back, and...
And he's wearing the same clothes that he's been wearing all week, for those that know me. I know.
Buffering, hello. buffering.
Oh, I'll tell you what, should we play a song?
Oh,
let's play a song.
Do we have to do that?
I picked out an appropriate track, as I did when I left. which was Phil Collins Against All Odds.
Really? Is that
what you played?
Long
and hard about.